Come on down. There is room for you here. We got the Caper Tigers here. So exciting. Someone forgot their camera this week. Oh, but she did. She did bring something else. What has she got there? Did you bring your buddies? Nice. Well, that looks really awesome. Good morning. Good morning. Can you all say hi to the kids this morning? Say hello, children.
Hello, children.
And kids, can you say hi to them? Say hi, friends.
Hi.
Nice. That's almost convincing. I think we're pretty excited about being here today because you know why? Tomorrow is
President's Day.
I can't wait. I can't wait. You're gonna like share gifts and stuff. You're gonna have a special meal. You're not happy?
I want to go back to school.
Who are you? Really? That's awesome. You should always want to go back to school because I think personally, I think kids get too much time off. That's what I think. I'm sorry. Hey, okay. Listen, it's just the news. Don't kill the messenger. But I think kids are great and they do deserve some time off. And President's Day is a really special day. First of all, it's special because you get time off. But you know, something about President's Day, it seems like the only thing adults do on President's Day is buy cars. I mean, that's pretty much what you see on TV. Just buy a car. It's President's Day. Like, how does that connect? I don't even know. Presidents don't even drive their own cars. That they like getting limousines and stuff and tanks and just sort of ride around town with all their Secret Service agents and all that. So I'm not sure the correlation with cars on President's Day, but I do know it's a cool day to get off of school. But you know, one of the things, you know what a president is, right? Who's our president right now?
Trump.
That's right, President Trump. And so did you know, though, that this church used to be called the President's Church? Oh yeah, it absolutely did. And I'm gonna tell you right now, one of our presidents that visited here was Benjamin Harrison. And he worshiped here on August 24th, 1890. Anybody here then? No, it's a long, long time ago in 1890. But also, Franklin Pierce visited here in the 50s. Yeah, a president came to our church. And also William Taft, president in the early 1900s, he came and he was here too. The President's Church, you get this? And then also Woodrow Wilson visited here around 1919. Isn't that way cool? So we had presidents of the United States come to this church. Why do you think they came here? Because this is the coolest church around, is the first thing. But the other reason is they all came to Cape May. And Cape May is just a wonderful destination for all sorts of different things. And so President's Day tomorrow, I want you to remember that you are going to the church that presidents have gone to. And you see how many of your other friends would say that. Because I think that's going to make you pretty unique. This is the President's Church. And also another cool thing about President's Day weekend, at least for me here, is that it's also a time where Melissa and I got some Girl Scout cookies. Yeah, this is the time that we buy Girl Scout cookies. Anybody buy Girl Scout cookies? You like these things? You know, this year we were delighted they have gluten-free Girl Scout cookies. You know, which we're going to know Melissa says is half bad. You know, it's not so good, but it's good to have a gluten-free option. But you know, the Girl Scouts are way cool. And as presidents, you know, you don't like get born and become a president. You know, presidents aren't kings. You know, they aren't born into the office. Presidents, they have to learn and grow through their life. And this is something that you all get to do. And it's something that I was reminded about with the Girl Scouts. It's also something that the Girl Scouts of America also do, is that they grow and learn. In fact, they start out in kindergarten with a group called Daisies. Yeah, Daisy. Anybody here in the Girl Scouts? Anybody here a former Girl Scout? All right, excellent. I see Melissa's hand back there. Thank you, honey. The Daisies, and then you go to the Brownies group, ages 2 to 3, or grades 2 to 3, juniors, and then cadets, and then seniors, grades 9 to 10, and then 11 to 12 is ambassadors. And then I think there is something for the late teens, but I'm not sure what that is. But the Girl Scouts, you don't just start as an ambassador. You actually start as a brownie, and then you learn, and grow as you go every single year. And this is why going to school is so fun, and why on Tuesday, when you go back to school, I want you to know that God puts you in school to grow and learn, and to learn from other people, and to show love to other people, and to receive kindness and love from other people too. That it's an awesome place to grow and learn, and that's what we do here at Cold Spring Church too. That we are all here not because we know everything. We're here to learn and have our arms open wide saying, God, teach me something today. So I don't know what you're going to learn today, and I know you're not going to be buying a car, but I hope that on President's Day you remember that you worship at the Church of the Presidents, and that God's, or the scriptures tell us that Jesus grew in wisdom and in stature and in favor of all the people. And that's your job today too, to grow and learn. Thank you for being with me today. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for these children, and I thank you for their caregivers, their moms and dads, grandparents, great-grandparents. I thank you that you've brought them to us. They brighten our day, and I pray that their day might be brightened as well, and that you would continue to show your love and blessing to them and through them, in Jesus' name. Hey, for a special treat today, I have Girl Scout cookies for you guys to share. Our Sunday school assistant, Mariah, will be the custodian of the sacred Girl Scout cookies. Don't eat them on the way up, all right? And please make sure Miss Mary, who's waiting for you, Miss Mary, make sure they share, okay? Because that's what we do on President's Day.